You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
All right, let's flip the coin. As the seventh administration opens today, we have, as you well know, entered a new territory with the Government of National Unity. The parties representing more than 70% of the electorate will now be the dominant force in Parliament. So what is in President Ramaphosa's head as we start this new journey? I'm in conversation now with Sam Mkokeli, who's a political commentator. Sam, welcome to you. So what do you think the president is thinking right now?
Look, it's usually a very tough week for him. I've been watching him since he became president in 2018. It's usually very tough. There's very little to work with. He gets reports from each department with suggestions as to what needs to be announced, and often what is in the reports is not the kind of thing that he would want to announce, and there tends to be last moment decisions. We've seen in the past big decisions about the restructuring of Eskom. It came, it looked like a surprise to the system. There wasn't a lot of work before that. It appears to me that it's a trend that on the day, like around about noon, days got to deliver the State of the Nation address or the opening of Parliament. He makes phone calls, he talks to people. Businessman Sipho Ngosi, I'm told, got the call exactly on the day the announcement was made that he was to be revealed to the nation as this man who's going to cut government's red tape. And they didn't meet for 6 months after that, and then nothing moved. So it's a bureaucracy that it doesn't offer him a lot of support. He also a bureaucracy he leads as well, so he has to create the bureaucracy he wants. So tough times for him, especially with a government of national unity. That it's a new setup altogether for the administration, and there's been weak manifestos, must add. So there shouldn't be surprises that it's difficult and there's very little to announce. But some work has been done. I guess he could talk about the reforms to the energy sector, the restructuring of Eskom announced 5-6 years ago. He could talk about improvements to the logistics network, and economists say there should be some improvements in the economy because of the two elements, energy reform and the logistics improvements. So he could talk about that, and but there's also no money in the system to make new announcements. It's a tough one.
So one of the big problems, of course, and it's a new one, as you rightly point out, is the Government of National Unity. So he's going to have to deal with a bigger tent of people with more competing views. Often that might mean too much compromise, and too much compromise, Sam, could lead to inertia, which will lead to more frustration.
Yeah, I mean, inertia is actually the problem that South Africa has been dealing with for the longest of times, and I don't see this government of national unity being able to make it less of a problem for all of us and all those competing interests and styles. But when you drill down and looking at this issue, I mean, there's very little a difference between what the Democratic Alliance wants out of the economy and what the ANC is doing already. The DA wants the same reforms as the ANC that the ANC has done under the work of the team called Operation Vulindlela. It's a team that's been troubleshooting around Eskom and Transnet. So the DA just wants faster implementation of the intentions around these reforms. So it's also hard to do these things. I mean, the biggest problem with policy in South Africa is the bureaucracy itself. It is very weak. It is not able to craft policies that are implementable. The implementers are the bureaucracy themselves. So that is actually one of the biggest stumbling blocks around what is it that could be done. Then you've got this GNU. The styles of the leaders might just be the biggest issue instead of just ideology and policy differences. And as you rightly say, Jeremy, everybody will want a piece of the little pie that is there, whether the pie is power or the money being distributed by the National Treasury. At the same time, this announcement comes mid-year effectively. The budget has already been announced but not approved. And budgeting is a three-year cycle. We already know that there is no money in the kitty to do anything grand, anything new. So it's one of those moments where the president has to think broader about what he wants for the nation and try to play with words and philosophy and chart out a new vision.
Yeah.
But at the same time, that new vision doesn't happen because it's July 18. It needs to have been something is built. It's not new to South Africa. Neither is the GNU all these parties have been around. We know what they stand for. So expecting new might also be misleading on us.
I think you're right when you say that it's less about priority and policy and more about tone.
Yeah, it is that. I mean, it's just really, I don't know who he's going to ask or you'd have asked to write that speech. I mean, it's quite a tough process, and he just needs somebody who's going to draw a picture of the moment, crossroads, what is at stake, what is it that can be done. But in terms of the government program itself, I mean, there isn't room for anything new. I mean, all the programs are being rolled out now with the budget votes. We know what the departments are doing. And government planning, it doesn't just happen overnight. And also, there hasn't been much change in the structure of government. He's just given us a much bigger cabinet because of the whole GNU. But also, he has to yield to the complexities of the ANC having 40% of power and now sharing that power with various people who also need to be heard. I mean, the speeches generally, I mean, they'll try and have a piece on foreign policy, on health and this and that. Now he's got to look around and say he must absolutely make sure that the IFP's voice is carried in that. So is the DA, so is the Patriotic Alliance. Oh, what a complex job he's got.
And just finally, on the sidelines, of course, you have a new configuration of opposition parties that are just waiting to pounce.
Yeah, geez, man, Jeremy, it's quite a thing, isn't it? It's hard to even tell now who is opposition and who isn't. If you've got 10 parties in the government of national unity, now it's actually, I mean, you're going to have a very weak parliament, most likely. And you're going to have the MK party. I doubt they are prepared for the job at hand. They have the skills and the know-how, really, too. And that's the appetite to sit in committee meetings, read documents, and find out what problems are with public finance, policies, and what the country is about. And then you've got the EFF. The EFF is very weak in that part, you know, of doing the committee work. They make a lot of noise in social media and the traditional media and grandstanding when the House is sitting. But more than half of Parliament's work is done in the committees, away from live at TV. So we're likely to have a very weak Parliament and a very strong governing the governing arm of the executive. That really, those numbers are way above 50% when you look at, I mean, without the DA, the GNU has 50% of the House. So it's going to be hard to hold this government accountable because most of the parties are in government.
Sam Mkokeli, thank you very much indeed. I appreciate your time today.